Size matters. An erotic audio by Ule Tiger. Please consider supporting me on my Patreon or OnlyFans.
Eclipsa, where are you?
So sorry to keep you waiting, darling. It's becoming more and more difficult to make it out of the castle these days.
I was worried that they had captured you. Who knows what those monsters would have done to you if they saw you sneaking out again?
If by monsters you mean humans, you'd be right. Oh. I'd almost forgotten how delicate your strong hands could be. Feeling you caress my cheek like this, I had to see you again. Neither my husband, my mother, nor her wretched warriors could keep me away from this.
Eclipsa, if something had happened to you, I...
Hush now, my love. Nothing happened to me. Now I have few precious hours to spend with you. Do you want to spend them worrying? Or do you want to spend them servicing your queen?
Of course, my darkest star.
That's a good boy. Now, carry me to bed so that I can deliver further instructions. Ooh!
Here, let me fluff your pillows for you. Your Highness, and please, allow me to remove your shoes. Your feet must ache from your journey. My darkness, I must confess, every hour I spend without you is like an eternity apart. You are unlike any other human I've ever met. Your beauty outshines the moon. Your grace is far more apparent than that of a thousand queens before you. And your feet, so dainty and ladylike. Your Highness, you sway me as effortlessly as the moon sways the tides. And your legs, white like cream, shimmering in the moonlight.
Globgor, king of monsters. Brought to his knees so easily, when 1,000 soldiers failed as many times. What would they say? What would they say if they saw you kissing the feet of a butterfly?
They would call me a fool to trust you. I would lose every ounce of respect I've ever earned. And I would not care. They could say all the terrible things they want about me. So long as I could continue to serve you.
Come to me. I didn't come all this way to have you only lavish my royal legs. One day, all of Muni will bow to you as their king. But first, you must learn to bow to me.
My blackest rose, I bow only to you and your terrifying might.
Kiss me then. Your queen commands you. Now, take your hand, just like this, and put those claws of yours to use.
A more beautiful sight I have never seen.
Now take them in your hands, and Just like that. Massage them. Oh, you make me feel so remarkable, my love. And I adore the way that you adore them. But you know, they'd seem so much bigger if you shrank down. You know I love to hold you while you suckle at your queen's breasts.
My beautiful goddess, you give me so much more than a monster like me deserves.
Yes, I know I am far too giving for my own good. Now we mustn't forget our oral etiquette. They must seem so big to you now, don't they? I'd say my breasts are bigger than you now, aren't they? Do you like it this way? Do you enjoy being towered over rather than doing the towering for once? You've already ruined my blouse. Destroy the rest of it. Show me the unstoppable nature of the King of Monsters. Even at such a minuscule size, still so strong now. Get down there and service your queen. Yes, my pet. You always knew exactly the spots to caress and take care of. Oh my, moving ahead, are we? My clitoris must be like a cannonball to you down there. I'll allow it. Slowly, my dear, slowly. I need more.
Perhaps this size is more to your liking, Your Majesty.
That's better. I can feel your strength filling me up. Keep going. Keep going. Your queen isn't there. Not yet. It's your job to service her until she is completely satisfied. And at your current size, well, I might as well have stayed home with my husband. I need more than this pitiful display.
And how is this, my queen? Now the King of Monsters towers over his beautiful lover. But I assure you, he still serves her unconditionally. And I will finger your royal pussy so hard, you will be ruined for anyone else forever. Never again lay with that pathetic man you call husband.
Is that really the the best you can do. If I wanted to be pampered, I would have stayed home. Oh, why, you're barely larger than Shastakhan. Give me something I feel.
Downward beams. That's gonna leave a bump. Curses impeccable monster crafting ship.
Stop paying attention to the ceiling and keep paying attention to me. As if something as gentle, as this could break me. I can take more. Give your queen even more.
What a slutty pussy you have, my queen. My finger is the size of a warnicorn's cock, and yet you take it as if it were nothing. You really want more?
Yes. Yes. Please. I mean, yes. I command you to grow bigger and obliterate my pussy. Whoa. Whoa.
You fit in my hand like a dainty rose, my love. You're amazing.
Deeper, sweetie. I can take it.
Sure.
Now! And don't you dare shrink down even a little! Oh my! My dear! You resemble a tree trunk!
No fear to our seeing your eyes. You're truly fearless.
Indeed. The only question is, Are you man enough to violate me with your huge monster cock?
You're so tight! I fear I will not be much long!
No, it matters not! Use me as a goddamn cock-sleeve for as long as you're evil! Terrifying monster king.
And I love you, my darkest nightmare. Although, you do really scare me sometimes.
How was it? I hope you enjoyed yourself. Many thanks to my Patreon producer, Jera, who helped make this audio possible. Come visit my Patreon or Gumroad for more sexy content.